Today, Shem Sechba B'mtzir, Daf Pei Gimel, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Gimel, Amud Aleph, five lines from the top. In our previous year, the Gemara pointed out a question. In our Mishnah, the Gemara spoke about somebody who was transporting something from one place to another place, and it broke. And the Mishnah said, Ramey's opinion is that you make a shvua that you weren't negligent. Shemichinim, Shemisachar, Rabbi Meir said, would make such a shvua, and they would be not obligated, they would not be responsible for what happened. Yet, the Gemara asked, we learned in Masechta Baba Kama, a braisa where Rabbi Meir says, the niskal, if somebody trips, Pesheyahu, he's considered a Pesheyah. How do we reconcile the Mishnah and the braisa? And today, the Gemara begins with another answer to that question. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan, Shvua Zu, this Shvua, really Remeya holds the Niskal Pesheyahu, and he should be held responsible if he trips and slips. But the reason in our Mishnah, Remeya said that all you need to do is just make a Shvua, and that will be enough. It's a special takanas chachamim. Shim i'ata oimekain. If you will not make the special rule, says the Mishnah, ein lecha adam, says the Gemara, ein lecha adam hamave chavas lechaver memakam lemakam. You'll never find anybody willing to transport something on behalf of somebody else, because what's going to happen is that the person's going to say, since I will never be able to prove my innocence, I will never agree. And that's why Chazal said making the shvua would be adequate. Has the Gemara, but if we're learning now the Niskal Pesheyahu, that when somebody trips, it's considered a pshia, so how could he swear, Heichem Mishtaba, how could he make such a shvua? According to the terrorists that we learned in the previous year, that it's an oinus, so therefore he can make a shvua. But here we're saying in this klepesheya, so how could he make such a shvua? Amar Rava, so Rava says, of course he can't make a shvua that there was no pshia if we hold that whenever you trip there's a pshia. But rather, says Rava, the shvua of our Mishnah, it makes a shvua that I did not do anything deliberately wrong. And now the Gemara continues to teach us what as the other opinions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, says the Gemara, Vasar Yehuda Lameima, and then Rabbi Yehuda taught us that Shemichinim Yeshava, that a Shemichinim swears the Nisa Sachar and Shem Sachar Yishalim, because says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, as we learned in our previous year, is Hay Kedine for Hay Kedina. A Shemichinam that is only held responsible by Pshia, and in this girl, Rabbi Yehuda holds is not a Pshia, so all he needs to do is make a Shvua that there was no Pshia here. On the other hand, the Shemisachar, who's Chayiv for Geneva Veda, he also has to make a Shvua here, because Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe that there's a special takanas chachamim. Moreover, as we explained in our previous shiur, for a pshay masachah to be chayiv, it's as long as he cannot swear that it was an oinus, he's going to be chayiv, and therefore here he can't swear with full definitiveness that there was no oinus, and that's why he pays. Vasar Belazar Meima, and then Rabbi Elazar's opinion is in Gemara Kermeya, I did learn like Rameya that the halacha should be that these people should make a shvua, and that should be adequate. However, comments Rabbi Elazar, Omeya Tameya Ni, I'm not quite certain. Im Yechayim Lezev Ezel Shava, how could they really possibly make a shvua? And the Gemara explains what Rabbi Elazar means. Bishlam Shemichin Mishdabish Lei Pashaba. I could understand a Shemichinu can make a shvua that he wasn't negligent, and that will be enough that he shouldn't be chayiv. El Shem Sachar, But says the Gemara, says Rabbi Elazar regarding Shem Sachar, Amai Mishtaba, why does he make the Shvua, even if he was not a Poshea, even if he was not negligent, Kilei Posha Nami Boy Shlumi, even if he wasn't negligent, the Loch is they will still have to pay. Because just like we find that he has to pay by Gneva Aveda, unless he could say that he was a complete Oinus, he would have to swear. He would have to pay. And now, Rabbi Elazar says, I'm going to reconsider Shem Echinim also. But feel Shem Echinim Nami, even when we speak about the Shem Echinim. Hotenach, it's understandable if they were walking B'mokka Madrin. They were walking in a place which is very slippery. So since they were walking in a slippery, slanty place, we could understand how there could be an accident that he slipped. However, says the Gemara, if he was walking Shlo B'mokka Madrin on a flat piece of land, Mi Matzah Mishtabish Le Pasha, can he really make a shvua that he wasn't negligent? Furthermore, even if he's walking in a slippery place, where there are no Edom that saw exactly what happened. However, asked the Gemara, where there are Edom that saw what happened, let the Edom have to come and say exactly what happened, and then and only then could the Rishayim Mechinim not be held financially responsible. Because says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Braisa quotes Isi ben Yehuda Oima, the Braisa quotes Isi ben Yehuda's opinion, that the Pasuk, which speaks about Hashem HaSachar, says, Kitin ish al re'eyu, chamor ashar, oimeis o'nishbar ein roya, there's no Edom, there are no Edom. That's when the halacha is Shvus Hashem Tiyah ben Shneim. Hayesh Raya, if there are Edom, Yivei Raya, we have to bring Edom v'yipater. So how could he just make a Shvua? And that's why Rabbi Elazar said in our Mishnah that there's no way for him to make a Shvua, even though that should be enough to exonerate him. Says the Gemara, Hu Gavra, and Ava Kavmava, Chavita Dechamra, there was a person transporting a barrel of wine, the Ristka de Mechuza, in the marketplace of Mechuza, the Tavra Beziza de Mechuza, there were beams sticking out of the walls of the Rosh Hasharabim, and the barrel broke by coming in contact with those beams. Osla Kamei de Rava, and they came to Rava to ask a Shaila, will the person who's transporting those barrels be held responsible? Amalei, so Rava said, Ristka the Mechuza, Shchich by Inchi. There are many people that walk in that marketplace. If there are many people walking there, so then Zil Aisiraiv Ifter. You have to bring Edom to be exonerated. Amalei Rav Yosef Berei, Kaman. So who is opinion are you saying this according to? Says the Gemara, Kisi. It follows the opinion of Isi Be Yehuda that we just explained, that Isi ben Yehuda says that you have to bring Edom, if there are Edom, that's the only way you could be off the hook. Amalei, so Rava said, in Kisi, yes, I pass like Isi, Besvirle Kavasei, and I pass in him. Says the Gemara, another story, Hu Gavra, Damalei L'chavri Zilzvan Li, somebody said to somebody else, please go purchase for me, Abba Meidan in the Chamra, 400 barrels of wine, Osel Zavimle, and he went and indeed and bought it on his behalf, the Saif Osel Kamei, and then they came back to him, Vamele, the Shliach, who was asked to buy it, said to him, Zvinalach Abba Meidan in Chamri, I bought on your behalf these 400 barrels of wine, however, Vit Kifulahu, that they got spoiled. And the Ravid said what he really meant to say was, it was, your issue is not with me, your issue is with the person who sold these barrel of wines. Call it, so says the Gemara, Asla Kamei de Rava. So now they came to question to Rava, what is the halacha? Amalei, so Rava said, Abba mei din chamri tekifa, if 400 barrels of wine spoil, call it Isla Milsa. It's something that everybody would be aware of. And therefore, you would have made a big tumult about it. And therefore, there would be a lot of Edom who would be able to say, who should be able to say testimony that that is what happened. And therefore, he said to them, Zilai Saraya, bring Edom, the Mekarakim Azamslu, that when you purchased the wine, Chamra Ma'al Yahava, it was good wine, and now they just got spoiled to the bad fortune of the person on whom behalf you bought the wine, for after, and then you won't be held responsible. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yosef Barai. So Rav Yosef said to his father, Kaman, to whose opinion are you following that you have to bring the Edom? He said, Kisi, this is the opinion of Isi. Amalei in, yes, Kisi, v'sfir lankavasei. And the Achronim tried to understand why do we have to have two episodes in the Gemara teaching us the same halacha. So I saw that they say that actually the Gemara is quoting both stories happened at the same time. And the Gemara is mentioning each story separately, but it was only after both stories happened that they have this conversation. Another pshat that I saw is that the first story is by a shomer, where he was asked to watch the wine. The second story is not by a shomer. The second story, as we just described, is in a situation where he was asked to buy wine. So maybe we would say that we only follow the opinion of Isi in a case of a shomer. Teaches us the Gemara that not only in the case of a shomer did Rabbi Yehuda follow the opinion of the Rava followed the opinion of Isi, but even when I was asked to buy something on his on somebody else's behalf, the same halacha would apply. And why would it apply in the second case? Because the Gemara says that if somebody bought spoiled wine, he certainly would have made noise about it, he would have made a tumult about it, and there would be people that knew, would be able to come say that they know what happened. And the absence of such individuals is a proof that there's a proof that he wasn't, that he has to bring those Edom. So Cheshuk Echem discusses a question where somebody was holding somebody else's wallet. And he had the wallet in a pocket, and he was holding it in a pocket, which is considered a valid shmira. And what happened was, he was a pickpocket, pulled the wallet out of his pocket. And now he comes and tells to the owner that the halacha, that he was pickpocketed and he should not be held responsible. The owner says, well, if that's what happened, why didn't anybody hear that you would scream? That this was just stolen from me. Isn't that a proof that that's not what happened? And the argument can be made that from our Gemara, that if somebody buys something and it turns out to be so spoiled, he should have said something. And the absence of him saying something is an indication that it didn't happen. So the question is really a twofold question. One is, it's not necessarily a case where he's going to notice. Sometimes somebody's, unfortunately, that happens to a person, and the person doesn't even notice or feel that's what happened. Moreover, the fact that somebody makes noise, is that clearly an indication that what happened is really, what is that this is really what happened? Maybe it's expected, but it's not really necessarily a proof what did or didn't happen. Says the Gemara, and therefore he says that if he's a Shai Mechinam, he would not be held responsible. Says the Gemara, Iskin Rav Chiya bar Yosef b'Sikra. Rav Chiya bar Yosef instituted in the city of Sikra the Hani the Daru b'Bagra, that those people who carry packages where they used to put a stick on the shoulder, and they would put on the stick that they're carrying on their shoulders, on the two sides of the stick, they would put on packages. And what happened that if somebody put on packages that are not that heavy, but that require two people to carry them, but they're heavy, too heavy for one person to carry them. And there, and therefore, Vitbar, the package, the stick that they were carrying it on broke. And now, what will they be held responsible? Says the Gemara, the Shalom Palga, the people who were carrying this package in such a fashion, have to pay Chatzi Nezek. Says the Gemara, my Tama, what's the reason for that? Nafsh L'chat, as we just finished explaining, it was too heavy for one person to carry. The Zut L'tray, but it's not required two people to carry. So it's Karav L'Oynes V'Karav L'Pshia. It's not, it can't be considered a Pshia, and it can't be considered a Oynes, and that's why you pay half and half. And Ritva makes a point which we've made previously, and that is that even though typically in Halacha, the Halacha says, HaMotzi Mechavera Olav Araya, and therefore the person who wants me to have to pay should have to definitively prove that I owe him the money. Why over here are we creating this new Halacha of 50-50? So explains the Ritva that even though we always paskin that HaMotzi Mechavera Olav Araya, Chazal have the right when they see fit, when Chazal see that the proper thing is to make a new rule of paying 50-50, they have a right to make such a new halacha. Not that we're passing like Sunchas Cholkim, but under certain circumstances, this being such a case, Chazal instituted that the halacha should be Cholkim. Says the Gemara further, Bedigla, if somebody carries the packages on a stick, that you put all of it on one side of the stick, and when you want to stop, and this requires two people to carry such a package, and he only had one person carrying it, so then you're going to be Mishalm Kula, you have to pay for the entire amount. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Bachana hired workers, and they broke the barrels of wine that they were transporting, meaning that they didn't transport it with the proper shmira. So shokel gamlayu, he took away their coat. He says, "You owe me money for your irresponsible actions." Says the Gemara, also amul Rav. They came to Rav to complain that he took away their coat. Amulei. So Rav said to Rav Bar Chanan, "Havel glamai, give them back their coats." Amalei, so Rav Bar Chanan asked Rav, "Dina hachi, is this the din?" Amalei, he said, "Yes." Rav said the din because the pasuk says, "Leman teilech b'derech tovim." A person has to go lefnim mishuras hadin, and maybe you have a claim for what they've done to you, but you should look the other way. So Yavle Glamayu. So he gave back the coats. Now, these people who were transporting this wine said to him, Ani Anon, Amalei Ani Anon, we're poor individuals, V'tachinan Kolo Yoyma, we work all day, V'kafinan, and we're hungry, V'les Lamida, now we're not getting paid, we have no way to get any food. Amalei, so Rav said to Rav Bar Chanan, Zil Hav Agrayu, go pay them. Amalei, so now Rabbi Bar Chanan said, not only are you telling me that I can't claim back damages, but you're saying I still have to pay them. So he asked Rav, Dina Hachi, is that the halacha? Amalei, v'ochet tzadikim tishmar. And the Gra explains that the first pasuk, part of the pasuk was saying, is referring to forgiving the damage that was done. And the second part of the pasuk was saying is that you should be paying them for what they did. The pasuk speaks about, the first part of the pasuk says the Gra, speaks about people who are toivim, who are good people. The second part of the pasuk speaks about people who are tzaddikim. Toivim are people who are nice to other people. That means, even if you owe me something, I forgive you. And that's why, when he first forgave them for what they did to him, he was called Leman Deilach B'Derech Tovim. Now, what Tzaddik is a person who goes lefnim mishur sadin. And even something, not only was he meichel, which is forgiving something, but he was asked to pay. That is even a higher madrega. And since that is even a high madrega, that's why it was called, that for that person he's called a tzaddik. The Sefer Panim Yafis explains that Torah Kedosha says, tzaddik, tzaddik tirdoif, l'man tichya virashtus oretz Hashem, Hashem l'kecha noisun loch. He says that the Gemara, we learned earlier in Amasechta, on that Lamed on the base teaches us, l'chavar Yerushalayim el shamidu divreim al divrei Torah. Which means, as we explained, that they did not go lefnim mishur sadin. That means, even though when a din Torah comes to a dayan, he has to paskin according to the din, as the pasuk says, "Betzedek tishpere mesecha." The people who are part of the din Torah are supposed to go lefnim mishur sadin, says the pasuk, "Tzedek tzedek tirdaif." If you will follow tzedek tzedek, and you will go lefnim mishur sadin, then you will be zoicha for yerashta asaretz. You are following the way of Avram Avinu, because what does the pasuk say by Avram Avinu? L'man ashet tziv as bonav akra v'sham v'derech Hashem lasat stoka. And stoka means lefnim mishur sadin, as the Gemara just said. A person goes lefnim mishur sadin is a tzaddik, and therefore we follow the ways of Avram Avinu, and we do stoka, we do lefnim mishur sadin. Then we will have the opportunity to get Eretz Yisrael, which was promised to Eretz Yisrael, to Avram Avinu. The pasuk says ve'elam mishpatim ashtasun lefneim, and we need to understand what is the wording asked to say for Imrei Eish. Of Ashatosim Lefnehem. So he says that we just learned from our Gemara that a person is supposed to act Lefnim Mishur Sadin. And he says that's what the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Amarti Elokim Atem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael, we're like Elokim, we're like Malachim, because we act lefnim mishur sadin. Asher tosim lefneim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you teach them the halacha. But although I am telling you to teach them the halacha, what I recommend is that they should only learn the halacha. But in their personal observance, they should go lefnim mishur sadin. And as I saw, Rabbi Aaron Cutler explains that a person is supposed to spend his life trying to become a better person. How does a person to become a better person? That he tries to go lefnim mishur sadin. He does more than he's supposed to do then. But Rav Moshe asks, yes, it's very appropriate for a person to act lefnim mishur sadin. But here in the Gemara, it seems that it wasn't just that Rav recommended him to do lefnim mishur sadin. The Gemara seems to say that he was telling him what you have to do is lefnim mishur sadin. So how could one be forced to go lefnim mishur sadin? That's the question Rav Moshe asks. Rav Moshe says, from here we see that under certain circumstances, one could be compelled to do lefnim mishur sadin, based on what? So says Rav Moshe, in the case that we're learning in our Gemara, somebody who is being told to go lefnim mishur sadin is actually doing tztaka. And Bezdin, under certain circumstances, could demand that people act in the way of tztaka. And therefore, that's what, by acting lefnim mishur sadin, that's what tztaka requires. And the Gra says that just like when we see when it comes to a person's diet, to the food a person eats, he says, so different people have different diets. And it's very much connected to who you are, what you do, what kind of body you have.
He says that's how we're supposed to look at this Gemara. Where the reason Rav was able to demand the Rabbi Baba Chanan act in a certain way. Rav knew that Rabbi Baba Chanan is a Talmud Chacham. Because he knew that Rabbi Baba Chanan is a Talmud Chacham is expected to act in a different way. Part of what that means is when he's supposed to act in that way is that he's supposed to act lefnim for Meshur Sadin. And of course I saw that many Mefarshim point out what we learn also from this, what we need to understand when we learn this Gemara is b'midash other moided in loy. The way we act, that's the way we will be treated. And if we act lefnim Meshur Sadin, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act towards us lefnim Meshur Sadin. And that's what Rav was telling Rabbi Baba Chanan. Act in a manner of lefnim Meshur Sadin. If you will act with to other people in a manner of lefnim Meshur Sadin, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to act towards you. Hanulach HaSoichas Umnin. Hanulach HaSoichas Umnin. Hanulach HaSoichas Umnin. Says the Mishnah Soichas Apalim, if somebody hires workers, and as the Rishonim point out, even though when we spoke in the previous perek, we spoke about different types of workers, there are people that work by the day, and there are people that work with kablonos by the job. Here we're speaking about people who work by the day, and that's why the Mishnah uses the word payalim. People who work by the day are called payalim. Says the Mishnah, and he tells them they should come to work before the nights and they should remain after the Shkia, even though the time of working is beyond the time of working, so the normal work hours. Says the Mishnah, where that is not the minik hamakim, the halacha is einer rishoy lekaifen. One cannot force somebody to do something which is not the minhag makom. Says the Mishnah further, makom shenagu lozun, in a place where they used to give food to the workers, yozun, he has to feed them. Lesapik b'mesikon, we not just give them basic food, but give them sweets, etc., yisapik. And again, says the Mishnah, hakol k'minhag medina, the Mishnah teaches us that the halach is, we always have to follow the Minhag Medina. But I saw that the Achronim debate. When the Mishnah here says that the halacha, and this is an important halacha, more in Chayshim Mishpat than in any other area of halacha, that we follow the Minhag Medina. How are we to understand what does it mean, Hakom Minhag Medina? Doesn't mean that if there's a Minhag Medina, it's as if the two of us, the employer and the employee agree to those terms. And of course, whenever there's a contract and the employer and the employee agree to certain terms, that is what we have to follow. Or does Hakel Kamenig HaMedina mean that that becomes the halacha? What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina will be, what happens if the Minhag HaMedina changes? If we say that Minhag HaMedina is really a reflection of a contract between the employer and the employee. So that once we agree to a certain contract, then that's the deal is the deal. If, however, what we're doing is only because that is the Minhag HaMedina, so since if that's why we're doing it only because it's the Minhag HaMedina, if the Minhag HaMedina changes, then what we do will also change. Says the Mishnah Maaseh b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseh. There was a situation with Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseh, Shamla Benoi, he told his son, say schar lana ba'alim, go hire workers on our behalf. Holach apostle Mazinus, he hired workers, and amongst the conditions that they made was that he's going to serve them meals. Shabbat Slaviv, now when he came to his father, Amalai, so, and he told his father about the arrangement that he made, Amalai, so his father, Rabbi Yochanan ben Matthias, told him, Bani, afilum ata oislechem kesudah shleim b'shatoi, even if you will provide them with the best meals possible, and as Rashi explains, Shlomo HaMelech had a number of phases in his life. First he was a melech, then he was a hedyot, and then he was a melech again. So what he meant to say is that even if you will serve the meals like Shlomo HaMelech served when he was at his height of his malchus, you can never satisfy them. Shehem b'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. They are the b'nei Yitzchak Yaakov, and therefore you can never satisfy them. And therefore, he told the son, before they even begin working, save Amalahem, make it clear to them, Amnash Enlechem Alai El Pas V'Kittis Bavad. I only have to provide you bread and beans. And like that, they can't have any issue with you. There was no need for him to make any stipulation, because as we just learned, Hakol Kaminikam Dina. Of course, the Ramah says that Minigam Medina is not established because something happened one time. It has to be something that's a Minigam Medina on a regular basis. Moreover, a Minigam Medina, this concept that we're learning, that we always follow the Minigam Medina, is halacha which is limited to Dini Mamnis. One can't say, for example, that there's a minig medina to work on Shabbos. So since there's a minig medina to work on Shabbos, I'll open my store on Shabbos. Chas v'shalom. Only in dinei mamonis, only in the type of situations that we're speaking about in our Gemara, where it's dinei mamonis, and both of us are entering into a arrangement, there and only there does the halacha allow for Minig Medina. I saw that the Belzer Rebbe said that he used to go every week Shabbos to his uncle, the Belzer Rebbe of Aaron Belz, for Kiddush. And one time he came to his uncle, and his uncle asked him, "What are you learning?" So he said, "I'm learning Perek HaSoichas HaPaalim." And the Belzer Rebbe asked him, his uncle asked him, "What is the lesson of Perek HaSoichas HaPaalim?" So he said, "Tell me, please." He said, "What we learn from Perek HaSoichas HaPaalim is the attitude that an employer has to have to an employee, and that the attitude of an employer to the employee has to be an attitude of having rachmanus on his worker." Says the Gemara, the Mishnah said that if you hide your workers, you have to follow the Minig HaMakom, and you can't force them to do anything above that. So ask the Gemara Pshita. Of course, once we know that you follow the Minig HaMedina, you can't force your employee to do anything more than that. Answers the Gemara, Leitzricha, the situation here is the Toflei Agrayu. He's paying them more than the standard salary. Matatema. So we could perhaps argue, the employer could perhaps say, Amalai, how the Toflei Chai Agrayu, this that I'm paying you extra, Adata de Makimtsa Mashkich Vadoi, was understanding that you're going to come to work earlier and you're going to stay later, Kamashmala, and therefore it should be expected that that's what you should be doing. Kamashman teaches us the Mishnah that unless, and this is the way all the Mefarshim explain, unless it was clearly spelled out that that's what the expectation is, and they agreed, unless that's what happened, Damrlei, the employees could say to him, Hada Tafaslan, this extra salary that we are being paid is a data davdin al chavida shabarta. It's for quality work, but not for more time. Says the Gemara Amrei Shlokish. Pail, a worker, b'knisasai, when he goes, this way Rashi learns, a pail when he goes home, the time that he travels to go home has to be mishaloi, from his own time. B'tziasai, when he's going to work in the morning, b'shel balabayis, it's on the employer's time. Shnemar, the pasuk says, Tizrach Hashem, yasofen, So the person only goes to work after it gets light in the morning. Since the person only goes to work when it's light in the morning, that's already after the nights, which is on the employer's time, and he comes home on his time, Ladi Arif. Ask the Gemara, and therefore what is implied in this Gemara is if there's a dispute between the employer and the employee, we'll follow the Minhag HaMakom, and this is the Minhag HaMakom. And this is what, if there's a deployed, this is what we should do. But ask the Gemara, why is that what we should do? As we're learning in our shir, v'lechsi heichin nehigi. Let's see what is the Minhag HaMakom, and that's what we should do. Answers the Gemara, we're speaking about an Ir Chadasha. Ask the Gemara, so how, and now the Gemara delves into a important question. If a city has a Minhag, so then the halacha is we follow the Minhag HaMakom. But if we have a new city, how is a Minhag HaMakom established in a new city? Says the Gemara. The way it's established is that we see from where the people came. And therefore, if the people come from different, that's what, if we should do what the way they did in that place. Says the Gemara, Benuktoi, the people that came here from many different places. And since they came from many different places, there is no one city to model after. When the contract was written, that they're going to get paid, they're going to be paid according to the meaning what the Torah says. And this is what the Torah says, the workers, how workers got paid. But the Shas Tshuvas Chikrei Lev makes a very important point from this Gemara. When is a worker considered starting having the job? And the Chikrei Lev says that, let's say somebody was hired for a position and he has to travel to get there. So says the Chikrei Lev, given that our Gemara says, according to Rashi's Pshat, Poel b'knisosoi mishaloi, and the way Rashi explained, it means that the time you travel is on the employer's clock. So the halach is that he's entitled to get paid for that travel time. He's entitled to get paid for that travel time until to get to work. And in fact, I saw that there was a whole discussion, there was a shaila about a shaykhid who was hired to do a job and he had to travel, and the Paiskim said that travel time, and presumably one can maybe even make the argument, unless it's spelled out, that it should even the, not just the travel time, but the travel expense is all the employer's responsibility. But based on this Gemara, we could also make an argument that it goes the other way. And what I mean to say is that the other way means that the travel, the going home, is not the employer's, responsibility. The Chashuk Echemed discusses a shaila that here we're learning that a person has to, the person's job begins by nights. And that's when he's supposed to start working, that's when he's supposed to start traveling. And that's why the halacha is, if those are the terms of the hours of the employee, the halacha would be that an employee who has to be by work, for example, by 9 o'clock, and there are times of the year, and particularly places in the world, that the nights is very late, and you can't daven before the nights and make it to work on time. That's what a halacha is, that you should daven by the alois. The Chashuk Echemed, however, discusses, that's understandable by an employee, where, as we're learning in our Gemara now, employee has hours, but when he's expected to be at his job, and he has to be at the job then, not at another time. But what happens if the nates, he points out in certain European countries, for example, the nates could be very late. And the nates is late, and you're learning in Kailu. So what should a person who's learning in Kailu do? Should he daven late and start learning late? Or it's appropriate that a person who's learning should daven so late. What are people going to say? That Talmid HaChachamim get up late and they should daven by the Alois. So he paskins that as, although one should of course never create a Chil Hashem, but the halacha he says is that davening by the Alois earlier than the Nates is a B'diyevit. So if a person has no choice, he has no choice. But if a person has an option, he should really never daven before the Nates. And the consideration of Chil Hashem is not a consideration when it's contrary to the halacha. Says the Gemara. The Gemara speaks about the pasuk that we just learned. Darsh Abzei Rav Amalei Tani Rav Yosef. My Diksiv, the pasuk says and tell him Toshes Choshech Vehi Laila Boy Sirmosh Kol Chayos Yar Toshes Choshech Vehi Laila Za Olam Hazeh. That refers to the Olam Hazeh, which is Doim Laila, which is night. By Sirmish Kol Chayos Yar Ella Rishoyim Shabbai refers to the Rishoyim in this world. That what they do it in a very quiet way. Nobody realizes what they're doing. The Doim Lachai Shabbiyar, that just like the animals that travel in the city, travel in the forest, nobody sees what they're doing. Here too, nobody really notices what they're doing. The pasuk continues saying, Tizrach Hashemesh Yesofen Vel Maasen Yibotzen Tizrach Hashemesh L'Tzadikim. The world will come out, the sun will come out for the Tzadikim. Yesofen Rishoyim L'Gehenim, and the Rishoyim will go to Gehenim. Vel Maasen Yibotzen Ein L'Chol Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Shein Lo Mordel Fi Kvoidoi. Every person will have his own mother, as the Rishah says. The Torah says, Moinoson, many, many places. That means, according to the way they behaved, that's what they're going to have in the Olam HaEmes. Yetzi Adon L'Faloi, Yetzi Tzadikim L'Kabel Scharim. The Tzadikim will receive their Scharim in the Olam HaBa, U'Lavadosi Arav, Mi Sheshlam Avadosi Ad Arav. The person who spent his time in this world doing what he's supposed to do will get a schar in the Olam Haba. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon Ashkechel Hu Paraguna de Kotovas Kanvi. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon met this officer who would catch Ganovim. Amalei Hechi Chatlu. How do you know who Lav Kichusimisli? He asked Rabbi Elazar, how could I catch them? They're compared to the animals that we just learned in the previous piece of Gemara, that the animals hide. The Ksiv, as we just learned, the Pasuk says, by Sirmosh kol chayosei yar. V'ked amri mahaikra kamalei. Yar b'mistar k'arye b'suka. They hide like a lion hides in his hut. Dima, and therefore, you need to be concerned. Dima shak the tzaddik v'shafk rishayim. Rabbi Elazar is saying to this officer, how could you be confident that you're catching the right person? Amalei, so the officer said to him, my Evid, what do you want me to do? Hormina de Malkahu, I am appointed to be a police officer, and I have to do the best I can. Amalei, so Rabbi Elazar said to him, Ta agmar chechit avid, I'll teach you what you ought to do. O ba'arba shol chanusei, go into the restaurant at the time that people eat breakfast. And you'll see people that are drinking wine. And he's sitting there and he's very tired. And of course, the Ben Yoyada says that this is what the Gemara is saying is not that this is a definitive proof. It's just something that will help you investigate. So he said, if you see such a person, sholai, ask about this person. If they tell you, it's servim abayim, who they say is a tam chachem, v'nayim, and you see that he's drowsy, it's because adume agdem elagersei, he gets up early to learn. V'pail hu, and if he's a worker, the reason he's tired, the kadam v'avid avdasa, he gets up early to work. But the Ben Yoda makes a very interesting observation. He says, if we look at the wording of the Gemara, Teres Chaim makes this observation. If we look at the wording of the Gemara, by Talmud Chacham it says, Ekdume Kodim, he gets up very early. And by a worker it says Kodim. Because even though workers get up early to learn, to work, a Talmud Chacham gets up even earlier. And I once saw that the first Belzer Rebbe said, the reason he became a masmid was because of a tailor that lived across the street from his home. He said he would get up in the morning to learn, and he would see that the light in the tailor's home is already open. So he would say, if this tailor who's working for Olam Hazeh is already up, I, who am working for Hashem, learning his Torah, have to get up earlier. So the next morning, he got up earlier. And the tailor saw that the Rebbe was getting up earlier to do what he's supposed to do, and he started getting up earlier. And they had this contest. And the point that he tried to teach us is that Talmidei Chachamim are certainly supposed to get up earlier than the people that work. If they're working just for Olam Hazeh and they get up early, we who are working for Olam Emes should certainly get up late. V'yavid b'layla, and if you'll find that this person who works at night, redudei, because you could say that he's working. Ma'ai, if he's working, why doesn't anybody hear what he's doing? Because maybe he makes needle. And if he makes needles, making needles is a job that doesn't make noise. However, v'mlav, v'loy, if none of this is the case, that is an indication that gamvahu, that this person is a thief, with tafsei, and you could arrest him because he's obviously a thief. Eshtav nasa b'malka. So what Rabbi Elazar said to this police officer was heard by the government. V'ama kaina degarta ilu have a pravanka. Somebody, this is a saying, somebody who reads a letter, somebody who delivers the letter or reads the letter is the one that should do what it says in the letter. You came up with this wonderful advice. You should now become the police officer. Asil Elazar Shimon for Katav Siva Azil. And they did what he said. He used to catch thieves with this method. Shalach Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha. So Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha sent a message to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, and he said to him, Chaimetz ben Yayin, you are a Rasha and the son of Tzadikim, because he was the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He's saying, but you're not acting like the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, because Mat Ad Mosai at the Mois Amish Olakeno La'ariga, you're giving over, you're causing Jewish people to be killed, that by becoming a police officer. So he said, Amalei, Shalach Leis, Rabbi Elazar responds, Koitzim Ani Mechalim and Akerim. What I'm doing is that I'm weeding out the bad people. Shalach Leis, Yovabal Karen, V'yishalachal Es Koitzov. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's job to take care of that. It's not your job. And this is, of course, a very sensitive, important topic. When may one hand over people and when not? So, because there's also a question of Dina de Machusudina. But when we speak about the question of Dina Machusudina, we could only rely on that if what they're doing follows what the halacha says is appropriate. And therefore, one has to look at every situation individually to, on the other hand, there's a concern that we have to make sure that these people who do terrible things should not be allowed to be around. Yom Echad Pagabehu Kaivis, one day, there was a person who did laundry in Metro Beleza, the Karye, and he called him Chaimetz Ben Yayin. Amos Beleza said, Midachotzev Kulahai, if this person speaks in such a chutzpah manner, Shmami Narashuhu, that must be a proof that that he's a Rasha. Amla Tavsua, and they arrested him, and Tavsua, and they sentenced him to death. I saw that the Marsham says that if there's an individual who is a Shoichet, and we see that he is a person with chutzpah, he speaks to the Rav, he speaks to other people with chutzpah, he is an individual who should be removed from the Shechita. Because our Gemara just taught us that acting with chutzpah is clearly indication that the person's a Rasha. It says the Gemara, Labasa de Nachtate, but after Rabbi Lezer quieted down, he said, he wanted to ransom him because he was uncomfortable with what he had done with this individual. But he couldn't. I would have been best off not saying anything. Zakfua, they took this kivus and they wanted to hang him. Come tusa zakifu kabachi. And Rabbi Lezer stood there and was crying. Amalei, and people told Rabbi Lezer, don't be upset. Rabbi Lezer, ayer ben necha, don't be upset, because we know shekein hu ubenoi balu nar maros b'yom kippurim, what a horrible averi he did. At that point, Rabbi Lezer put his hands on his stomach. Vama sisu b'nai meyu sisu. Be happy. In a place where I'm not sure it turned out that I was right. V'dar shalchem. In a place where I know for certain Allah's kama v'kama. Muftach ani b'chem. And therefore he said about himself, I am confident that when I leave this world, that after I leave the world, no worms or decay will come to my body. Says the Gemara, he wasn't sure if he had done the right thing, and he wanted to test himself. So what they did was, they gave him anesthesia, that he should sleep, and they took him into a house that was made out of marble. There's no wind blowing there. The Karla Kresay, and they opened up his stomach. Have a machmenei dekule dekule dekarbe, and they took out a lot of fat. Masiva b'shimsha b'tamaz va'av, and they put it out in the summer, and still v'loy misruchi. So he saw that it was a pure, clear body. But as the Gemara kol tarba namilay sriach, pure fat doesn't get spoiled. Says the Gemara, you're right. Kol tarba loisriach, the pure fat doesn't get spoiled. But there are shiruke smuke b'sriach, there are red lines, which are blood, which are flesh, that does. Hocha afgav dike shiruke simche, he had these streaks of blood, and still loisriach didn't spoil. And when the Belaza saw that he passed this test, kare anafshi, so he said about himself, after sorry, Yishkan Levatach, that you Yishkan Levatach, I can be confident that I'm going to be in Olam Haba, that I'm a tzaddik, and that I did the right thing.